Welcome back to the Relatively Damaged podcast by Damaged Parents, where angry, determined, loving people come to learn maybe, just maybe, we're all a little bit damaged. Someone once told me it's safe to assume 50% of the people I meet are struggling and feel wounded in some way. I would venture to say it's closer to 100%. Every one of us is either currently struggling or has struggled with something that made us feel less than, like we aren't good enough. We aren't capable. We are relatively damaged, and that's what we're here to talk about. In my ongoing investigation of the damaged self, I want to better understand how others view their own challenges. Maybe it's not so much about the damage. Maybe it's about our perception and how we deal with it. There is a deep commitment to becoming who we are meant to be. How do you do that? How do you find balance after a damaging experience? My hero is you. You who faces seemingly insurmountable odds to come out on the other side whole. You who stares directly into the face of adversity with unyielding persistence to discover your purpose. You are the people who inspire me to be more fully me. Not in spite of my trials, but because of them. Let's hear from another hero. Today's topic includes sensitive material which may not be appropriate for children. This podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended as advice. The opinions expressed here were strictly those of the person who gave them. Today we're going to talk with Julie Eisenberg. She has many roles in her life: grandmother, mother, sister, wife, cousin, friend, and more. We'll talk about how she was an angry, nasty mother and how she found health and healing. Let's talk. Hey everyone, Angela Talent here, host of the Relatively Damaged podcast. I'm the author of Poems from a Lost Soul by Angela Talent. As you may know, Cicero once said, a room without books is like a body without a soul. Well, I say a soul without poetry hasn't lived. Buy my book on Amazon, Poems from a Lost Soul by Angela Talent. Welcome back to Relatively Damaged by Damaged Parents. Today we have Julie Eisenberg. She is a woman that's been married for 43 years. She has four daughters, four son-in-laws, and six grandchildren. She searched for answers for 25 years because what we created as a society wasn't working. So her and her daughters created What Did Not Exist. There are sensitive individuals in this world that cannot do the work that our society at large tells us to do. So sometimes therapy doesn't work, mindset affirmations don't work, trying to work through the struggle consciously doesn't work, being positive doesn't work. All those are very ego-based. Julie and the Revival Society are here for those individuals who think they might be broken, but they have a secret. They know that we're not intrinsically broken, that there is something that can be helped, that with some support and some hope, you can make it to the other side. Everyone has the ability to heal with the right tools. You can find them at revivalsociety.com. Julie, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me today. I really am just feeling so good to be able to share so much about how no one is broken. No one is damaged. We live in a society where we really, really feel broken and damaged if we can't do what society is telling us to do to heal ourselves.
Yeah, there's this idea, which actually not everybody, I don't think I've shared this. Not everyone knows where damaged parents came from.
Yes, I was going to ask you, where does damaged parents come from?
It really comes from that perspective of calling society at large out. And I think it's kind of a humorous way because I don't see my soul. I'm not damaged. My soul is not damaged. And I try my best. I advocate and I do things like that in my local community. And I wanted to call it out. I wanted to call out the elephant in the room. Just because someone has a seen physical disability, you can't ignore it. I mean, you can, but you know, it's not like an invisible disability where one can pretend that they're not struggling. It's very obvious. And so I wanted to just put it on the forefront and call it out right away so that we could talk about it.
and acknowledge that, okay, no, there's still value here.
I love that. I love that, because if more and more people understood that they weren't damaged and that they weren't broken, then we would live in a different society. But people just feel so damaged and so broken that they can't heal themselves, or they don't know what to do anymore to heal themselves. And mm-hmm. so they just accept the fact that I have to accept that this is the way my life is going to be, that I'm damaged and they can't repair me. But it's just so far from the truth. And I'm here to tell you firsthand, it's so far from the truth. I mean, I was a really, really stressed mother. I was a very nasty mother. I was very angry. I was very resentful. And when you're like that and you don't understand why you're like that, because you don't have any tools, you bring it on to your family. You bring it into your home. You bring it into your relationships, all your relationships, not just, you know, your family, but your relationships in work, your relationships with friends, because we don't understand. It's really hard to understand what certain energies do for our bodies, what resentment does when we feel resentment in our body, or sort of if we feel shame in our body, or an abandonment energy that we feel in our body. We don't understand what magnitude it has on our body. And I was a mom, but when I was 8 years old, my mom was diagnosed with a mental illness. And from the time I was 8 years old, I didn't have a mother. She wasn't emotionally available to me. She might have physically been available, which she was, but emotionally she wasn't. So I felt emotionally abandoned. And there was a lot of embarrassment that I had, a lot of resentment that I had that I didn't have a mom. And so you don't realize how impactful that is. And it was extremely impactful in my relationships and how I was towards my children. Mm-hmm. And so when a mother isn't grounded and a mother isn't calm and a mother doesn't feel safe to be around and a mother doesn't feel worthy, you bring that all to your children.
Now, you're not talking about just them learning, not just learning it, but even in how you're behaving and that energetic.
It's how you're behaving toward them. It's energetically. We downplay so much of children and what they really know and understand. I could be in the other room, or I could be on another floor when I was growing up, and I didn't feel a safe home growing up. I didn't have that security in the home. So I knew when things weren't right in the home and when things were right in the home. You feel that energy, okay? And children feel it more than even adults do, okay? Because mm-hmm. they're closer to God, they're closer to the universe, they're closer to spirit, much more than we are at that point. I mean, if a child has a traumatic birth, for example, okay, or a child feels emotionally abandoned, or a child feels, they feel that in their body, okay? Mm-hmm. I felt that in my body. There was no way that I could just go to therapy and talk about it and know that there was toxicity or whatever, but that wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. And that's not enough. For so many people in our society, they feel things in their body, and people can tell them all day long, get over it, move past it, be positive. Here's 8 affirmations you should use today. You're worthy. You deserve. It's like, sorry, it doesn't work for everybody. And it doesn't work for a lot of people. I mean, we want to believe it works for us. Okay. Mm-hmm. We want to believe, but deep down inside, that stuff does not work in the order that we put it into. We put it in an order of mindset work first. No, 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 no. We got to get rid of old energies before we create new energies. And I was building so much new energy, trying on old energy.
Okay. So you had grown up without this mom that was, or with this mom that was emotionally unavailable. And then you became a mom and you were trying to maybe change how you were parenting. Am I on the right track there?
I did try and change my parenting, but you have to understand, even trying to change your parenting, okay, in your rational brain, you can do it for a little while. You can be disciplined. You can get some help, but it's getting rid of what was going on before that's reenacting in your family. Mm-hmm. So that was showing up with me with a lot of anger, a lot of screaming, not being able to control my emotions. So that presents a lot of insecurity for a child. Okay. And a lot of, I don't feel safe in your home feeling. Okay. Mm. So my girls were experiencing their own traumas then is what was happening. And I didn't.
Yeah, isn't that hard for a mom to admit? Like my own behavior was traumatic.
But I didn't realize
them.
That's what was going on at the time. Okay.
Right. And it wasn't purposeful.
It wasn't purposely that I was doing that, but you don't realize what you're doing and what effect you're having on your children or on your family or any relationships. Guys, if you have a strained relationship, it's affecting everything in your life. Okay. Toxic relationship. It's affecting everything in your life. I get clients all the time that'll come to me and say, but I have a wonderful relationship with my mom today. And I'm like, it's the old energy that you have still from when you didn't have a relationship with mom. It's not the new relationship. It's the old relationship that we have to let go of. When I say let go of, that's what our society tells us. Let go. Okay. Yeah. No, 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 no. I'm not saying that. You literally have to release the energy from the body when it was created. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's so important. That's what we don't do. Or we go to therapy for 20 years. People come to us and say, how come I can work through a parent that I felt so angry and so toxic around in such a short period? When I say a short period, sometimes someone will come to us for one session and they won't believe that they've been in therapy for 20 years and come for one session. Now, some people do great with therapy and therapy is amazing. I'm not telling you that I don't believe in therapy. I've been in therapy. I do believe in therapy, but I believe when you release the energy, then everything starts to happen and you start to feel in your body, literally feel in your body that change. And then you can do conscious action when it comes to things. But again, you cannot build a relationship on an old relationship.
Now, I think what you're talking about or what you're saying to me, when I think of it, I'm thinking, okay, I can go and work through something in my logical brain and I can have the solution and all of that and still not have dealt with the emotion or the energy behind or under. I don't know if it's behind, underneath, intertwined. So-
It's intertwined, it's underneath, it's everywhere. And let's go into that a little bit so we can understand, so people can start to understand. So I want you to imagine I had a client. I love this example. Okay. I had a client, she's now 40, and she was 4 years old when this happened to her. Okay. Now I want you to feel that if you close your eyes and feel this. And again, this is the person that really feels the energy. Okay. There's some people that don't need that. Okay. And they don't need to work through it in the same way that this sensitive individual that we're talking about right now that really feels everything. Okay. So she's running after a ball. Okay. She's running after a ball. So feel that determination, feel that her energy is moving in her body. Okay. She's going to get away from, which I call the predator that's chasing her to get her after the ball. Okay. So imagine now her energy's moving. That's a good thing. Your energy's moving. Okay. She crashes into a brick wall. Okay. What do you think happened to that energy? You think it just goes away? It doesn't just
envisioning it as like getting So like it hit the wall too, and now it's stuck. Wall.
It's stuck. It's frozen. It's trapped. So all that, we can call it energy. We can call it adrenaline. Okay. But the point is that that energy is stuck. It's frozen in the body now. Okay. In that moment, the body goes into a frozen state. It's trapped, a helpless feeling. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what happens? Humiliation got stuck. Shame got stuck. Okay. Embarrassment got stuck. I broke my nose. Okay. The rational brain, you know, I'm okay. I'm all right. You know, my nose is okay. No. What happens is that energy that got stuck in your body, okay, it keeps building in your body. It binds. Now it's binding in your body and it just hangs out in certain places in your body. Okay. Oh, I can't get rid of this neck pain. Yeah, I go to the chiropractor all the time. I get massages all the time. I've got this pain. I've got that pain. My stomach hurts. I've got migraine headaches. If something doesn't go away in 3 months, it becomes chronic. No longer is it physical. Something under there is going on that's causing something emotional now. So until we let go of that energy, the adrenaline, it's going to keep building in our body. And every time that girl feels an embarrassment or a humiliation, that energy just resurfaces.
So are you talking then like about someone being triggered? So they're in a situation and whatever happened might not be large or big, but all of a sudden there's this huge emotional response.
Exactly. Exactly. So I had a situation just the other day where this woman was give away this foster dog. Okay. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about the foster dog. Yeah, she felt the emotions about the foster dog, but it was about her when her parents got divorced and she was abandoned.
So then she thinks she's abandoning this dog.
Exactly. And then all that energy starts to build again, is what happens. But at Revival Society, and this 25 years to really understand this, okay, it didn't happen overnight. It was like, oh, I know what's going on now. You have to go back to the original energy of where something happened in order to release it. So we pride ourselves on finding the original energy to be able to release whatever's going on. Okay. Energy is supposed to go like this.
Okay. So you're kind of making a hill. So
it's a hill. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's like this peak. Okay. That's the peak. All right. That's when you hit the brick wall. Okay. Okay. It stays there. It doesn't go away. It stays there till we use a Revival Society, the tool that we use to release that energy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Once you release that energy, you are free. You feel free. I like to say to my clients, I like to say, do you feel like skipping? Do you feel that light in your body? Because energy, adrenaline weighs us down so heavily that we feel so stuck that we can't move.
Yeah. Because I think you're talking, what I'm interpreting kind of is your, that energy that, or yin and yang, that yang, I think is the more energetic side, gets stuck and then there's not enough yin to balance it out type of thing.
And it's
just so trying to explain.
Yeah. It's so important to understand that. It's so important to understand that that balance is so important. And when you feel that balance in your body, you feel calm in your body. You feel that freeness in your body. You don't feel weighted down. You feel light. You feel like skipping. Mm-hmm. And most of us get up every day and we feel this heavy weight that gets us like, oh, I got to get up again today. fun. I got to start all over again and do this all over again. And it's like, no, life isn't supposed to be like that. But I think that we're just so weighted down by so much now in our life because we have so much we're carrying. And we've got this whole concept now where people are talking so much about trauma, but they're not addressing it. They're addressing it, but they're bringing it up in a way where they're becoming aware of it.
But not processing through
it. But not processing and letting it go. And I can't use the word letting it go because that's not healthy. Because I don't like that when people say, but I can brush it under. I can just push it aside. That's your rational brain. But your emotional brain, okay, knows everything and stores everything. Your body stores everything. I've worked with people that have been raped, okay? That when I say rape, they were conceived in a rape, okay? They felt that energy. You feel energy in the womb. If it was a calm environment, you know, if you came into the world in a restless environment, you know, if you came in feeling a calm energy.
Yeah, it's just not a conscious knowing. There's not a maybe something knowing. Underneath that.
It's all in your body. And that's why you feel, and that's why when we get older, we feel like we're just dragging ourselves along because we've stored so much old, unhealthy energy. Yeah. And it's like, we don't have to do that. We don't. I mean, it's such, we literally, the work we do, we say it's simple, it's fast, and it's reversible. And I stand by it. I stand by it because it's so empowering to know that anything that you've had happen in your life, and I don't care, you know, people, the big things that happen in your life, but what about being screamed at? What about not being able to get on stage because you have stage fright because something happened to you when you were in second grade and you still can't get on stage? I mean, I could go through the list of things right now. You know, you're being screamed at, you're abandoned, you're this, you're that. I mean, go on and on and on. You don't think that that isn't stuck in your body? You don't think that that's when you hit the brick wall and it's still in your body?
Right. So if someone's at that point, right, and they're listening to this podcast and they're thinking, maybe there's something there that I need to investigate. First of all, I'm going to say, go check out Revival Society. But in addition to that, what would be the top three things you would say, maybe think about this, or here are some things you might want to think about even before you call us or check us out, or maybe after, I don't know, but three tips or tools.
Yeah. So one of the things I would say is feel, do you feel, when I say feel, and my people, when I say my people, the people that really feel in their body, they feel like they're going to explode. They feel everything. Okay. They know who they are. They know who they are, and they know that they can't get what they're looking for. They've tried everything. Our people have tried everything when they come to us and they say, I've done it all and I still don't feel. Yeah, I feel good for a little while. Like I feel like, oh, okay, maybe this is it. And then something happens and I know it's not it. Okay. Mm. So it's really important to understand that piece because they know when they feel in their body. If I say to them, did you feel an emotional abandonment? Do you feel resentment in your body? They know right away, like, whoa. And then I say to them, how high of an energy is that you're feeling? And if someone says to me 6 and above, I'm looking for anywhere because at Revival Society, I can promise you, you will feel 0 energy. Okay. So it's 0 to 10. Some people have more, but typically I really work with people like 6 to 10. Okay. And I say me, Danielle, and together. And I'll explain that a little bit more about how it's a 2 process is what we do, a 2-part process. But if it's 6 or above, okay, or they don't feel good enough, or they don't feel deserving enough, I could go on and on. I mean, list them. They don't, you know, they're disappointed in their self. They feel ashamed of themselves. Okay. If it's 6 or above and they feel that in their body, I'm 100% that Danielle and I can help them. It's so clear now why for 25 years I couldn't get answers for my girls that were suffering from, I mean, one of my daughters was, she was diagnosed early onset of MS. Okay. She didn't have MS. I mean, we're talking debilitating anxiety. We're talking about psych wards. We're talking about flying to prestige clinic just so I could get answers, no answers. We're talking about chiropractors weekly. Okay. We're talking about psychiatrists, psychologists three times a week, if not more. We're talking about, I mean, going to a special dentist to try and see thing to see where we could get answers that we didn't have answers. Okay. I would have done anything. My girls were in so much pain, but I didn't understand why they were in so much pain and what was going on with them.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until I realized that I wasn't getting answers and they weren't getting better. So I had to start taking it in my own hands. And I'm a mom that would never put a Band-Aid on anything. I'm always, always, always searching. So it started with EFT, which is emotional freedom techniques, but it wasn't deep enough. It was too rigid. It was too structured. Our program, our experience is very customized, very customized.
For each and person.
Each person, every person is so different. They don't work with scripts. Doesn't work for them. Doesn't work for setup statements. And then that wasn't deep enough, like I said, to really help my girls. But then I started to get into some somatic experiencing. And somatic experiencing wasn't fast enough. It didn't move fast enough for us. Somatic healing was more of a slower process, which works well for some people. But for us, we needed something faster. So it was that with some other thought leaders that really started to make things happen. And I started to see transformational results so fast, almost instantly. I mean, I had a guy just recently, he's in his 40s now. He was 18 years old when he had a really severe car accident. And he's been stuck ever since. Mm-hmm. And in three sessions, he's a new guy. Mm-hmm. He had so much energy around that car accident that had to be released. And once it was released, he's like, Julie, I don't know who I am now. Okay. So that brings me to my next, that's the second part. So when people come to us, they're so stuck in, like, they've tried everything that they've just like, I don't know what to do anymore. I'm at my wit's end. But after working what I call the boulders, and the boulders are what you know is being you, kind of, okay? You know if it's mom, you know if it's a horrible relationship with your husband, you know if you've been raped, you know if you've been in a car accident, those kind of things. I call those boulders, okay? But I remove the boulders, okay? But the next part is when empowerment happens. And that's where Danielle comes in and she teaches you and helps you to be really able to create yourself. Because underneath all that trauma and all that muck, there's something really big there. And our clients know they have a big purpose. They know they're here for a reason, but they can't get there. They can't get there. And they don't feel the joy and they don't feel the fulfillment. But once all that those energies are cleared, once those boulders are gone and you don't feel that energy in your body anymore, and you show up with a different energy and you're a different person because you don't have the same energy anymore. And people see you differently. So miracles happen, opportunities happen that you couldn't even have predicted happen. Then you go to Danielle as part two and everything starts to just start to really feel that empowerment and who you really were created to be. And then you can really step into that purpose. And what is your legacy that you want to leave behind? And what is the impact that you want to have on your family and on others? That's when everything really starts to come together. And yeah,
go ahead. I was going to say, and that's that's why it's Revival Society, because you're reviving the spirit.
Yep. It's all there. It's all there. So guys, no one's damaged. No one's broken. You just haven't gotten to what's really going on and the deepness of what's,
That's so beautiful. And that's
that's what it is. You have to get to what's really going on. And we pride ourselves on really what's going on. We've been doing this now for almost 8 years. We know what's going on. You guys don't even have to know what's going on. You come to us, we'll tell you. We know what's going on. Now you have to be willing to really be aware that once we put it out there for you, that you're ready. We ask you, why now? Why are you ready now? Because your life is going to change in a very short period of time. I've had someone, recently, oh my gosh, he came to us for chronic fatigue syndrome. He never had chronic fatigue syndrome. We get diagnosed with these labels. We don't believe in labels. We do not believe in labels. We look at, we're not here to treat, heal, or diagnose anybody. Okay. But we're teaching you how to heal yourself is what we're doing. So there are no labels. There's something going on. Okay. And it's our job, if you don't know, to really figure that out. And we do. I mean, that is our gift. We really do figure it out for you. And your story becomes so clear. And you just understand why you feel the way you do and why you've been stuck for so long and why you're struggling with health and why you have emotional and mental and physical health problems. Yeah. We're all meant to heal. We were all created to heal. We live in a society where we're not healing, where we have to accept that I just have to feel miserable all the time. This is my life. I'm just going to feel miserable. Again, we're not damaged and we're not broken. We just need healing and we need to heal the way that we heal best. And we don't work with just anybody. We don't.
Yes.
Because we want to make sure that if we work with you, we're going to give you 100% the transformational results that you're looking for. So it does take a certain person, but we're very clear of who we serve. Very clear.
Definitely. Well, everyone, this is Julie Eisenberg with Revival Society. And I think if you want to heal or you want the, or even you're intrigued by what she has to say, check them out at revivalsociety.com. And her and Danielle and Carly can all help you figure out how to put together something that will be beneficial for you. Julie, what an amazing gift to come on the show. I'm so grateful to have had you here.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Thank you so much. I'll see you later. Bye.
Hey, everyone. Angela Talent here, host of the Relatively Damaged podcast. I'm the author of Poems from a Lost Soul by Angela Talent. As you may know, Cicero once said, a room without books is like a body without a soul. Well, I say a soul without poetry hasn't lived. Buy my book on Amazon, Poems from a Lost Soul by Angela Talent. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Relatively Damaged by Damaged Parents. We really enjoyed talking to Julie about how she was able to heal the injured parts of herself and share hope for healing with others. We especially liked when she spoke with an abundance of love for her children. To unite with other damaged people, connect with us on Instagram. Look for Damaged Parents. We'll be here next week, still relatively damaged. See you then.